Many of us are concerned with our spiritual growth by the grace of Allah, which is a good thing. We pray, we fast, we do our wajibat. Over and above that, when we question the purpose of life, we seek higher realms of spirituality. We want to perfect ourselves. And when we do that, we see certain obstacles between ourselves and Allah. If we attain this enlightenment, these obstacles don't have to be removed. These veils do not have to be removed. They simply vanish. They simply disappear. That sense that he is far is no longer there. That is why when the Prophet Moses, Musa alayhi salam, when he asks Allah, Ya Rabbi, أَأَنْتَ بَعِيدٌ فَأُنَادِيكَ أَمْ قَرِيبٌ فَأُنَاجِيكَ. Are you far, my Lord, so I should call out to you? Or are you near, so I should whisper to you? Should I do dua or should I do munajat? أَدْعُوكَ أَوْ أُنَاجِيكَ. Allah says, Ya Musa, أَنَا جَلِيسٌ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. I am sitting right beside the person who is remembering me. Udu'uni astajib lakum. What a beautiful Lord. You don't have to wait for the doors of the place of worship to open. You don't have to ring a bell to wake up the Lord. You just mention him, he is there. Because he was Kalimullah, he used to speak to Allah directly. On one occasion, he said, Ya Rabbi. As soon as he said, Ya Rabbi, Allah said, Yes, Musa. Immediately. Now he felt this pleasure that I was responded to so quickly. He said, Ya Rabbi, is this an honor for me only? Or do others have this honor that as soon as they mention it, he said, No, it's not just for you, O Musa. Anyone who detaches himself from everything else but me and calls me, I am right there with them. This is one of the benefits of moving from tabi'ah to fitra and becoming someone who dedicates himself and attaches himself to Allah. There is a mystic who presents this in a very beautiful manner, how when the ego shatters, you see the world differently, you see everything connected as one. If you pluck a leaf, you feel you are plucking a part of yourself. You see a nur around every creation of Allah, and you see everything ultimately emanates from Allah. And that feeling of Allah is the only reality. He describes this as follows. He says, when we seek spirituality, we are like human beings who see a mountain of sand in front of us that obstructs us between us and our Lord. So every morning we take a little spoon or a shovel and we keep taking out a little bit of the sand to remove that mountain between us and Allah. And we keep doing that day after day after day. Then one day, when that enlightenment comes to us, when that ego shatters, when we come out of that chrysalis, that cocoon, we wake up and realize that in reality there was no mountain at all. We were digging at an illusion. And the most beautiful thing is that the same idea is given to us in the Quran as well. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ. Those who are faithless, their actions are like a mirage in a plane. يَحْسَبُهُ الذَّمْآنُ مَا. The one who is thirsty, he thinks there is water where there is the mirage. There is that illusion, there is the thing that will make him happy. He thinks that is what is there. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. Until he comes to that mirage, he finds that in reality there is nothing there. وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ. Instead, he finds Allah is waiting for him there. فَيُوَفِّيهِ حِسَابَهُ وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. So Allah takes him to account for his deeds, and Allah is swift in reckoning. So we make a choice, my dear brothers and sisters. We either accept that we have a divine reality in us that has to be awakened, and we search for our Lord and we find him and evolve spiritually and let that metamorphosis occur within us before we die and transcend the fear of death while we are still in our physical bodies, or we continue with our animal instinct. We continue to be driven by fear and greed. We continue being deluded that this avatar, this alien body is the real me. We continue being obsessed with materialism, with decorating this body, with decorating our world, with pretending this world is real and permanent and I'm not gonna die, with hope after hope I will be alive tomorrow, until death comes to me. And then I wake up to something frightening, to something shocking. What is it that is shocking? The fact that I never evolved, that I remained the caterpillar, I remained the worm. I never really allowed my potential to awaken within me. Now, by this time you are probably thinking, Tabi'a is evil. I need to really avoid this. You do not need to avoid tabi'ah. You need to rein it. We have said this before. We said tabi'ah and fitra are two sides of the same coin. You cannot pluck it out. You need the physical body while you are in this world. It has a purpose. It is a vehicle that is needed for you to evolve spiritually. The physical experience in this world requires tabi'ah for the evolution of the soul. The suffering that we experience because of interacting with others who are less realized beings who are ignorant, who are more tabi'a driven than us, also has a purpose in helping our spiritual evolution. When we have a spouse who is troublesome, when we have children who are troublesome, not through our fault, even though we have done our best, or we have people at work, we have employees, or we have an employer who gives us grief, or we interact with people in society, we meet people on the streets and in the malls who might abuse us, who might insult us. We live in a jungle of our own species, don't we? When we interact with these beings who are more ignorant than we are, or more tabi'a driven than we are, that conflict is also an opportunity for us to look at ourselves and measure how we are doing spiritually. As an example, I might have this idea in my mind that I am very evolved. People might tell me all the time, you are very patient, you are very kind-hearted. So I now believe that I am very patient and I am very kind-hearted. And then Allah brings into my life a two-year-old. And when I interact with him, there are lots of occasions when I lose my cool and I show anger and I lose patience with him. Those moments of conflict that I experience, though it be a child, when I raise my hand and hit the child, that is a moment for me to also measure myself that I do not have the ability to control my anger. I have not yet reined this force, this animal instinct within me. So all these incidents that we experience in life that are troublesome, in fact, have a purpose. And it is for this reason that there is not a single individual in this room who will leave this world without experiencing some form of suffering. And with that, over and above those individual calamities that will befall you, there will be some trial that will be your trial in life. It might be a physical handicap, it might be a troublesome relationship, it might be poverty, it might be anything, but something will plague you. That is your challenge. That is your textbook through which you will learn and evolve if you embrace it instead of running away from it. This is very, very important that we understand. The sooner we accept this idea that life is suffering, that we are here to learn through that suffering, and that suffering has a wisdom and a purpose, the sooner we can begin our journey, our spiritual journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we had been born straight in Jannah, it is a perfect environment. That opportunity to evolve would not have been there. Secondly, tabi'a is also needed because it is a means through which calamities come to us. And as we said, calamities also are a springboard for spiritual evolution. They are also a means through which Allah tries us. The more we increase, we have this in ahadith, there is lots and lots of such ahadith. The more you increase in your faith, the more you are tried. The degree to which a person receives calamities is in proportion to his iman. The degree to which a person receives calamities is in proportion to his iman.
Wherever you are.